USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
Democratic presidential candidate Joe Biden still attacking his fellow rivals as his campaign struggles to regain its footing. This morning, the former VP again went after Vermont Senator Bernie Sanders, who won the New Hampshire primary.
He's been talking about health care, Medicare for all, universal health care, for 35 years. Nothing's happened.
Biden saying there on NBC's Meet the Press that Sanders hasn't gotten anything done on Capitol Hill, and he adds that proposals like Medicare for all are fanciful. He also criticized former New York City Mayor Michael Bloomberg, saying the amount of money he has spent on advertising can't erase his record. Preparations continue in Japan to evacuate Americans from a coronavirus-quarantined cruise ship near Tokyo. There's going to be a charter flight back to the U.S. for them, but they'll still have to resume quarantine. And this is USA Radio News.
Our prime responsibility is protecting our families, but we also need to protect our families' assets. For years, I've studied economics in the Bible and as a financial professional. I'm Dr. Tom Barrett. I found gold to be the best way to protect assets from a government gone wild. Gold is ridiculed by leftist elites who say it's old-fashioned and not suitable for financial planning. But gold is anything but outdated. Smart families use it as part of their retirement plans. Gold has been the only universally recognized money since the beginning of time. Precious metals are the only money in the Bible, and they're the only constitutional money. Your paper money is just government IOUs backed by nothing. No paper money has ever survived. They crash, on average, in 27 years. The dollar will not be the first to defy this law of economics. Learn more at investmentgradegold.com. That's investmentgradegold.com for your free 10-10-10 financial survival plan.
Near Jackson, Mississippi, residents along the Pearl River heading for higher ground as a major reservoir in Jackson is nearing its capacity after days of rain. Officials will have to let more water into the river, and it's already 8 feet above flood stage. Expected to crest today at 38 feet, meteorologist John Moore.
When it gets up to 38 feet, and these homes that have already been flooded are going to be flooded for a few days, so before it actually drops below major flood stage. It's not expected to drop below major flood stage until late on Tuesday.
Mississippi Governor Tate Reeves has declared a state of emergency.
Back to some election news. Vermont's Republican governor is snubbing President Trump by endorsing Bill Weld for the White House. Governor Phil Scott signaled last year he had concerns about President Trump's rhetoric and conduct in office and that he might endorse someone else. Vermont Republicans will be voting on the 3rd of March. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
At the American Veterinary Medical Association Annual Convention in Washington, D.C., I spoke with Dr. John Howe, AVMA President, about One Health.
One Health is really a collaboration between physicians and veterinarians or public health officials. For example, in Minnesota, our state public health veterinarian deals with zoonotic diseases, rabies, for example. Animals are sentinels for humans, and humans are sentinels for some infections in animals.
There's more valuable information at avma.org.
In a CNN interview, the president of Ukraine is pleading for President Trump to stop calling his country corrupt. President Vladimir Zelensky saying he wishes President Trump would stop it, as it's no longer true. And Zelensky says they've worked hard for years in Ukraine to change that image. The president has repeatedly referred to the country as corrupt, saying that's why U.S. military aid was briefly withheld. Major League Baseball shortstop Tony Fernandez, most known for his time with the Toronto Blue Jays, has died after suffering a stroke in his native Dominican Republic. The five-time All-Star was a member of the team that won the 1993 World Series, and he was a fan favorite in Toronto. He retired in 2001 after having also played with the Mets, Reds, Yankees, Indians, Padres, and Brewers. Another honor for the late Kobe Bryant, as NBA Commissioner Adam Silver says that the All-Star Game MVP will now be named the Kobe Bryant MVP Award. The All-Star Game is coming up later today. And the 62nd running of the Daytona 500 takes place in Daytona Beach today to open the NASCAR season. Ricky Stenhouse Jr. is on the pole for the race. He's joined up front by Alex Bowman, and Joey Logano is in third position. Fox is broadcasting the race, and it starts at 2:30 p.m. Eastern Time. And for USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.